Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Classic Pinball Podcast. My name is George, and I'm here with none other than number 11 in the world, Eric Stone.
Hey,
Eric,
George. Welcome. It's good to see you down here in California. Usually I see you back home in Massachusetts or New Hampshire.
It was kind of strange that I'm standing there at one of the banks, and who comes up behind me but Eric. I had no idea it was going to be
I saw your Pinball Asylum shirt, the same one I'm wearing right now.
There you go.
So I said, what is he doing all the way? Is that really him in California? I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm not much of a tournament player, but I am, a tournament groupie. This is definitely a who's who of the pinball world. There are a fair amount of Europeans here. Not as many as one would think, but we're halfway around the world. But the top players in the U.S., as I said to a lot of people, the gang's all here. So, with that said, yesterday, Friday, you were involved in the Classics tournament, and you placed number one. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the back, well, start at the beginning, you know, what you played, how you got to number one, and then we'll focus on the back end of the tournament in the finals.
Yeah, so my first ticket I didn't do so well on. He didn't really have much time to play. The lines are extremely long, 10 people or so in some of the lines.
The ticket for Classics is how many games?
Four games.
Okay.
But my first four games took over 3 hours with one machine going down, and it was pretty frustrating. But I played a second ticket. I only played one game, and it was a bad game, and I voided it knowing that I only had time to play one more ticket. So it had to be the winning ticket. So I played, I'm trying to remember the first game I played. Well, the last two games I played were Black Pyramid and Wizard, and I wound up getting two number one scores on those two. I know I played Jungle Queen. Oh, Spanish Eyes I played. Didn't have a really good score on Spanish Eyes. That was my first game, maybe 51,000. Then I played Jungle Queen, got about 91,000. And then Black Pyramid, I put up the number one score, 3.1 million. That was after house ball in the first ball. And on Wizard, I put up, I believe it was 223,000. So rolled it twice, qualified first, and that's how it started.
Those are some great scores. Obviously put you into the number one position. So we get down to the finals last night, and it lasted close to midnight, but it was an exciting final four. It was you, Kaylee George, Joe, help me.
Joe Lemire, and I believe his name is Grant from Vancouver.
Yeah, David Grant, I think,
right,
was his name.
Yep.
I had never heard of him before.
Me neither. And Kaylee and I were in the same group, the last three groups. So in the quarterfinals, Kaylee was first, I was second to advance. In the semifinals, Kaylee was first, I was second to advance. And then Kaylee and I were also in the finals together.
He got warmed up. He struggled to make it, make it farther into the tournament. And then all of a sudden it seemed like he found his mojo and was, was Kaylee George of what I would say old, but that's not old being what, a year or two?
He's very, very good. He always has been.
Right. He's a consistent player. He looked like he was struggling up front, but he came around.
I didn't see his earlier play, but I know that when he played with me,
he was starting to catch fire.
I needed to play real well to advance.
So let's talk about the last three games of the tournament.
So basically, the rules are a little bit different, where the high seed does not get to pick the same game more than once in the entire final, which is difficult, because there are three games that I was strong at. So the first round, I actually deferred the first game, and I won it. So I deferred the second game.
What was the first game?
It was,
I don't remember.
It might have been Frontier. I believe it was Frontier. And
no, that was your comeback game.
No, but the first round, I played it twice.
Oh, okay.
So I won on Frontier. I deferred again. He actually picked Wizard, which is a game that I like.
Right.
And I won. So the third game didn't matter. I already went through. The second round, I deferred, and I believe they picked OXO, and I rolled it. I never played it before. I got just over 100,000, and I deferred, and I can't remember the next game. It might have been Cleopatra, and I did terrible. I've never played that game before. And so I picked Wizard as the third game so that I could advance to the top eight.
Right. The first Wizard pick was Kaylee, but you hadn't spent your first pick, right?
It wasn't Kaylee. It was someone else that was ahead of him. But okay. Yeah. But either way, I didn't spend that pick yet. So then the next round, I deferred. I wound up winning. No, I didn't win the first game. They picked Sinbad. And I lost by 1,000 points. It was a horrible drain. And so I picked Black Pyramid. I won that game. And I picked Jungle Queen. And I barely won that game. So that put me in the top four. But it also got rid of all of my number one picks that I wanted to pick.
Right.
So in the final round, I picked OXO because I actually had a good game in previous round. But I just didn't have the luck and I come in dead last. So then I picked Spanish Eyes, and I just had bad luck on that. So basically, I was dead last on the first two games.
Right, you were zero going into game three, but then here's where the fun began. I believe Kaylee had 8 points.
Joe had 4.
And David had 2, and you were at 0.
So it was 8-4-2-0 after two games.
So the third and final game.
Right. I'm just hoping that I'll come in third place.
Well.
And Bob Matthews tells me, well, there's one outcome where you could actually tie for second. I said, really? And he said, if you win, Kaylee comes in second, Grant comes in third, and Joe comes in fourth. And I thought, all right. I had a pretty good game on Frontier, so I picked Frontier.
Right, and I told you this morning, and you said, why didn't you tell me this yesterday? I had heard Joe on his podcast at some point in time talk about Frontier, and he was not a big fan of it. So going in, I'm saying to myself, you know what? Eric stands a very good chance of getting first on this game, and Joe getting last.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, Kaylee's a great player.
You and Joe. That's the only positions I'm like, well, where the chips fall.
Well,
they fall
basically,
in between.
I still needed to beat Kaylee, and he had a pretty good score, but I was able to beat him. And Joe came in dead last, which was interesting. So that forced a tiebreaker. And I had that Comet song stuck in my head, you know, when you turn the game on.
I actually went and played that today. That's a unique game, and I get why you would have that crazy song in your head.
Yeah, and so I thought, well, maybe there's a reason I have that song in my head. So I picked Comet. I had a pretty good first ball, and he had some bad luck. He had a couple house balls down the left out lane, and I was fortunate to somehow come in second place. Thank God for that.
So the outcome, folks, was Kaylee George 1, Eric 2, I believe
Joe 3.
Joe took third, and then David Grant took fourth, and that was the end. We ended up, around midnight on Friday
night? Yeah, about 11:45 Pacific time, yeah. So nearly 3 a.m. Eastern time.
That's what my wife said. I texted her when I got back to the hotel. She's like, I couldn't believe that you were still up at 3 a.m. I'm not a night owl, so I guess I've acclimated out here.
That's true.
For those of you who have never been to this show, well, Eric keeps correcting me. It's not really a show. This is really a tournament. It's a series of tournaments. It's not a show. Most people are hanging out in the tournament room. You can get on almost any game, and there's close to 400 games here. If you can't find a game to play, something's really wrong with you. I mean, there's just too much to play. Even over 3 days, I've only explored a handful, probably, 30 or 40 games in total, and there's so much more. So for those of you out there wondering, hey, should I go to Indisc? Yes, you should. If you're into pinball, You like tournament play. You want to see some of the best players in the world, like Eric. Put it on your calendar for next January and head to sunny California.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot nicer than the East Coast, being in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Not you. You're Florida, in Florida.
You know, Florida's mid to upper 80s. So
different game.
It's cold for me here, but.
So we'll wrap it here. A little mini-sode with our recurring guest, Eric Stone, and hopefully, Eric, the next time I see you might be for the Worlds down in Florida.
Yeah,
I look
forward to it.
The end of May.
End of May, definitely.
Thanks again.
Anytime.